For roughly a year and a half, MMIW Search and Hope Alliance has conducted searches and events that support their community. Founder Kimberly Linning says they rely heavily on volunteers to get things done across the region. Besides being physically fit for hiking, marches, and distributing materials, Linning says it's also important that people are emotionally mature and tough.
How they handle stress, how they handle dealing with confrontation, because a lot of times we're dealing with devastated families. Sometimes their anger can be directed at us, and it's not personal. It's because the families are under so much pressure.
Linning says a common misperception is that volunteering with groups like hers is some kind of true crime adventure, or that all they do is search for bodies. She says most MMIP cases result in finding people who are alive, but even then, there can be challenging situations.
A lot of times, they're struggling from an addiction, so we kind of look at that aspect. Hey, do you need to get into detox? Would you like to go here? Do you want to speak to your family? We really encourage the missing that we find to call home, call their family, and we offer to give them that resource.
Volunteers with special skills such as scuba diving, rappelling, or operating drones are great, Linning adds. The MMIW Search and Hope Alliance's training will be held in Gresham, Oregon on January 10th. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.